With a single phone call, my life had gotten infinitely more complicated. Let's back up a second, and I'll fill you in on the important facts before I keep going. Besides, I need to figure this out myself. Harry, whoever Harry really was, had kidnapped Marissa, my assistant. If I'd been paying more attention to her life, I would have asked more questions about the guy she was dating, and maybe, just maybe, had a red flag go up for this new guy and looked into it before this happened. I knew enough about Harry to know he was yet another child from my past I'd been paid a lot of money to kill, but had instead saved. You'd think he'd be grateful. As if that wasn't stressful enough, yet another kid I'd rescued, little Chenzo, a.k.a. Will Black, a.k.a. an impersonator pretending to be all these things and more, was still alive and hanging out with his daddy, the mob boss of the family. I supposed I owed the boss for lying to him all these years and knew he'd be around to collect sooner than later. I was standing with my cell phone in my hand, staring at it like an idiot as people moved all around me in the convention hall. I was in Miami, selling baseball cards and flirting with the hot redhead I'd always wanted to chat with, about to finally make my move and take her to dinner after the doors had closed. Harry had taken Marissa today while I was wasting time flirting. He had her in Atlanta, and I needed to get out of here and quickly. I needed a weapon and a direct flight to ATL. I'd never killed anyone in my life, although you'd think with all the bad things I've been accused of, murder would be on the list. Harry was pushing my record, though. The guy had beaten the crap out of me not too long ago, and it still stung when I thought about it. I wasn't supposed to be such a pushover, yet I'd been used as a punching bag. I felt like the smallest kid in class who had just handed over his lunch money to the bully without protest. Marissa was in danger, and it was my fault. Some guy wearing a Marlins shirt and matching ball cap was talking to me about a card, but I couldn't understand the words, staring stupidly at his flapping mouth. I finally put a hand up and excused myself, going back around the table. I needed to get out of here quickly before I got sucked into customer questions. Luckily, Marissa had put together a thorough backup plan in the event something monumental occurred. I found the number in my wallet, written on the back of a business card for a bogus sports memorabilia dealer from New York. When I dialed, it was answered on the first ring.
"How soon?"
the voice on the other end asked.
10 minutes ago,
was my answer.
"Give me the address, and I'll have a team to break down your stuff in 10 minutes and send it to the predetermined spot," the voice said.
I thanked him, not knowing what the proper protocol was for this kind of thing. Marissa always handled this stuff. She's the one who came up with a million different scenarios and put into motion what needed to be done with each. Sadly, she being kidnapped was never one of them, and working through this on my own made me realize how much I was going to need her. Who could I trust to help me? If it came down to it, I'd need to talk to Chenzo, which I wasn't too interested in at this point. He'd ask for twice back in repayment, and I knew I already owed him something illegal for the past. The crowd was beginning to flow, and I started throwing my tablecloths over everything, ignoring the strange looks from potential customers. "Is everything all right?" I looked up to see the redhead. I really wanted to go to dinner with her tonight.
"There's a personal matter I need to attend to," I said, wondering why I was talking so formally. I knew it was nerves.
"I'm sorry. Can I get a rain check on our date tonight?"
"Of course. Is there something I can do? Do you need help breaking down?"
"I'm fine. I have a team in place. They should be here soon, and then I can go. I appreciate it, though." "Good luck today," I said. I did my best to smile, but she was a woman and could see something was really wrong. Luckily, she only hesitated for a moment, a question on her beautiful lips before she turned away. Harry had only gotten a jump of a couple of hours.